Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G, just making a video about Kang killed my kid. Well, let's go. Yes, fellas, in case you haven't noticed, this shit's not gonna go on YouTube. It might go on Rumble, because not talking anything, no shit about Jews, because Rumble loves Jews. Yeah, I guess the cock tastes good to them, apparently. Well, it is owned by a Jew, but anyways, that's beside the point. This video is about a nigger that killed a little boy. Yes, apparently this nigger got fucking 20 years in prison, but they gave him 10 on good behavior. Is that fair? No. And this is the guy, so enjoy. Yeah, look at this fucking basketball American. This motherfucker thought that this little boy was a threat to him, so he extinguished his life. Why? Because this nigger is stupid. Do you have a better answer than that? I don't know. You tell me. Well, anyways, let's watch the clip and see what this degenerate piece of shit has to say, right?
He stood up with me on top of him. Just stood up and threw me 10, 15 feet across the room.
What the fuck? You seen that nigger test you 10, 15 feet across the room or some shit? You're a fat dude. I don't think that nigger could do that, but okay.
And went after her.
Dean Tipton says December 7th, 2015 is a night that changed his life. He says his children woke him up. He then found a man attacking his children.
When I got to the top of the stairs, he attacked me.
How the hell did this dude get into your house? Did he break in or something? Yeah, I really don't understand how the hell did he fucking toss you a room, man. You're really fucking big. That guy didn't look that big to me. Personally, I think I could have kicked his ass. That's just me, though. Yeah, and then he went after your daughters, I'm guessing? Wow. Well, he's lucky he didn't rape your kids, too. It could have been worse. It's unfortunate that your child died, but fucking A, it could have been a whole lot worse.
He come at me with a knife.
Oh, so the dude had a knife, huh? Yeah, you don't want to get penetrated. I understand that. That's why people should have guns. Yeah, I know the hippy-dippy motherfuckers want to get rid of guns, but if you have a gun, that's a great equalizer. And if this dude tossed you 10 to 15 feet across the room, yeah, I think a gun would have took care of that nigger. Yeah, apparently you need an elephant gun for that guy if he's that fucking strong. Who knows? Maybe the guy's retarded. You know, retards do have that fucking retard strength, but who knows? Let's continue.
The night took a tragic turn with the loss of a life. His 6-year-old son, Logan.
Yeah, that's fucked up. This was in 2015. So today is 2025. So this kid would have been 16. That's six, little Logan, yeah. Too bad he wasn't Wolverine. Yeah, he would've kicked his ass. But yeah, this dad, what the fuck, dude? You look like a pretty big guy yourself. I think you would've taken that, dude. But I don't know. Why? That's something that I don't understand. It's probably that white guilt that people talk about. Yeah, white people, why the hell do you have white guilt? Don't be stupid. If someone's doing chaos to your, especially to your family, you gotta fucking give him in kind, too. You bring doom to his ass, right? Yeah. Yeah, fuck all that shit. I don't know. Me and my child, someone would have done that kind of shit. I would have destroyed him. Yeah, but I am a stupid motherfucker when it comes to family. Yeah, I'm a zealot, that kind of shit, but, you know, it is what it is, right?
Dean says immediately after Logan's death, he lost his will to live.
I laid in bed.
Yeah, I could understand that when you lose somebody that dear to you. Yeah, because men are actually the only one that actually have the capacity to love. I really don't see that from women. I think the only time they feel that love, it's just, you know, because genetics things, but yeah, women don't really care about anything else but themselves, but that's a story for another day, right? Well, let's continue.
I gave up on life. I gave up on my family. I gave up on everybody. I just wanted to die.
You know what? Someone might not think this is a good opinion that I have, but I think this guy is a bitch. Yeah, his son died because of him. Yeah, he didn't protect his kid like he's supposed to. Look at him, he's a fat lump of shit. If this guy would take care of himself and stop fucking eating ding-dongs or whatever the fuck, he could have probably took out that nigger. Yeah, because I'd rather go to prison for murder than let my kid die. That's just my opinion. I'm not saying that you should kill people, but I just know how I am, and I'm stupid that way. But Yeah, that's just my opinion. It's this dude's fault that his kid's gone. But I don't know. What do you think?
In the years since, the family has done their best to cope, but mentioned they are mentally and emotionally scarred, and they are hurt that Ronald Exantis will no longer be behind bars.
Everybody deserves a chance.
Yes, I agree that people should get second chances, but there's some things that are not excusable. Yes, I think killing your child is one of those offenses, and yeah, whatever happens to this nigger has it coming to him. You wanna hear what this guy did? Okay, well, let's go. His name is Ronald Exantis. He's 42. Was released early from prison for good behavior. He was supposed to be there for 20 years, so he did half of that. He murdered Logan Tipton and severely injured his father, faggot, and two young sisters, which could have been raped or murdered, but they didn't, so yeah. Exantis entered the home through an unlocked door. Why the fuck was the door unlocked, you fucking idiot? But whatever, right? On the night of December 6th of 2015, Logan was stabbed repeatedly in the head so forcibly that the knife blade bent. Oh yes, so this fucker got sentenced to 20 years but only did 10. So, because this guy was quote unquote mentally unwell. First world problems, my friend. But this fucking dumb motherfucker thought he could get away with it, but let's continue. According to this bitch, this guy deserves a second chance. Ah, white people, why the fuck do you fucking kill yourself? Why? Yes, don't do that. That's suicide. But oh well, maybe people should be taking care of their own trash. If you don't think this chick is trashy, well, I don't know what is. Well, anyways, let's continue.
Have justice for them, and it's not.
I've had my talks with God, because I'm not afraid to tell you all. I told the court, if I ever cross paths with him, I will kill the man. I will kill him where he stands.
Well, you know, I don't know who's the idiot that left the door open. Whoever did that door open is kind of a fucking moron. Let this fucking ghoulie in. Yes. So who the fuck did that? Maybe you should ask yourself that question. It sucks that your kid got fucked over because of someone's negligence. But it is what it is. Yes, now this guy finally found his balls. He should have had his balls when his kid got killed. Yeah, I would have killed that guy right there right off the bat. But that's just me. Some people don't have genitals. Yeah, if you have no balls and you can't be men, then why the fuck do you have kids? Yeah, people just like to fucking breed and just pollute the gene pool. But yeah, unfortunately, this little boy paid. Yeah, it's not the kid's fault that this guy's a fucking idiot. No, he's the one that paid. Yeah, you're not supposed to pay for it. The child's not supposed to pay for the father's sins, but this kid did. And it's so sad. Yeah, well, I don't know. It is what it is. We have all these problems here in this country, also around the world too, but I don't live in other parts of the world. I live here in America. So, hopefully we get to clean this stuff, because if we don't, it's going to get worse. And you see what's happening. So, get ready, because it's going to be go time. Hopefully it's sooner than later, but it is what it is. So friends, just get stronger and get ready when it does pop off, because ooh-wee, the fun will begin once Zed arrives. Anyways, goodbye.
Scammers! 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 Run, motherfuckers! Hey. Fuck, move back! Police! Beat his ass, let's beat his ass! Move! Give me the spray. Come, you want more? You want fucking more? No more scary! Fuck you, we win!